on the agenda is approval of the minute for October 11, 2018 meeting. Do you have a copy of those minutes in front of you?
I make a motion to approve the minutes from the October 11 meeting.
Second.
There's a motion second that the minutes be approved. Is there any other discussion? All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and the motion is carried and the minutes are approved. Second item on the agenda is comments from the public. I can get the list. Sure, before I call the first name, let me read the section that refers to public speaking under our bylaws. Item 6B. All meetings shall be open to the public, and minutes of such meetings shall be taken and maintained and shall be available for inspection in the manner provided by law. Comments from the public will be placed on the agenda immediately following approval of the minutes. There will be a 2-minute limit per person, not to exceed a total of 16 minutes for the public comment period. Person that is the timekeeper is not here, so you got on your. It's not like it's the timing. Can you time that?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
So we go with
2 minutes.
2 minutes per person.
Okay. Yes. I'm going to call the names that they were listed on the sign-in sheet. Annette Davis Jackson.
Right here, sir.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Annette Davis Jackson, and I was a candidate for State Senate. Good afternoon. The reason I come before you today is I have some questions, and the questions that I have are regarding the counting of the provisional ballots. I went into my precinct, and I voted, and I got a call that, according to the Secretary of State's list, that my provisional ballot may not have been counted, and to go to the Secretary of State to have that ballot counted. The question I have is, how do you know that the ballots that you have counted today are not duplicates? The ballots that you've counted today are not duplicates, because I went inside to vote, and then I get a call, and I have the name of the organization, which I won't reveal. I'll send it in a letter, and I'm just... This whole process is a question mark. And then the second question that I have is, how did the DeKalb County Voter Elections Board decide to recount the provisional ballots? From what I heard today, that you guys used the OCGA Provisional Code 21-2-whatever, and decided that you would get the jump on what Stacey Abrams had done federally. I'm a Republican candidate. And I was like, wow, wouldn't it be great if I have 40,000 more votes and I go into a runoff? I mean, I'm feeling the same way. But there's a lot of questions that can go unanswered as far as the certification of these votes. And somehow, as a candidate for state senate, I would like those questions answered. And I don't know if you can answer them today. But I think that something is rotten in Denmark. I don't quite know what is rotten in Denmark, and I believe in the Republic, whatever the Republic is, democracy. But for DeKalb, and DeKalb has over 280,000 Black Americans. Time. Annette Davis Jackson. Thank you.
Thank you. Emily Johnson.
I
Hi, I'm Emily Johnson, and I'd just like to take a few minutes to read a letter regarding inaccessibility and discrimination I experienced while early voting for being disabled on Friday, November 2nd. The first complaint I filed the moment I observed obvious inaccessibility while standing in line outside waiting with no wheelchairs available. There were only two wheelchairs for thousands of disabled county voters and people with injuries who needed wheelchairs. A poll worker told me disabled voters filed complaints about this in the past and were largely ignored. I asked about this later. This was denied. I have the names of people that I have talked to, including disabled voters who reported inaccessible voting at the same time. I directly took this as a complaint to Cherokee Metro, spoke with me in the registrar's office, and immediately began discriminating against me with several statements about how I wasn't really disabled, how I needed to go up and go find the disabled people suffering from inaccessibility. As I repeated, I was a person here, disabled, not able to move my legs at the time, filing a complaint. I was told there wasn't even a complaint form. I then filed a second complaint against Samuel Tillman regarding the discrimination that I was facing at the time from him. And he told me, I'm the chair, I don't care, go ahead and file a complaint. I did not receive attention from registrar staff until I repeatedly had to ask for it, to the point where able voters were asking why I was not being attended to, if anyone had helped me, why I was not being helped. At the time, I told poll workers that I was experiencing symptoms from my disabilities, heightened from the trauma of being discriminated against to the point where I could not move and feel my legs. I had to go to the restroom. I felt like I was going to throw up, and I felt like I was going to black out. No one offered to help with any of these issues. There are more obvious issues with the voting than just physical inaccessibility, and I'd like to help with this issue. So.
Time has expired. The next person to speak is Ray Johnson.
And I live at 4765 North Cook Drive, real free for all, which is normal. I'd like to applaud the 18 ladies that spent from 8 o'clock or 8:30 to...
Mr. Johnson, can you face and talk to the board?
Oh, yes, of course.
Thank you.
I just didn't want to turn my back. Some of these people out here may not be friendly. The 18 ladies that spent a lot of time today counting ballots, they were very fastidious about their jobs, and there was no question they were doing it to the best of their ability, and the three or four supervisors that were around them too. But being a common sense person, I in the past have often been confounded by politics. So to cure the problem, I got involved in 2016, and I enjoyed the experience, so I've been active this year, and was asked to come to spend today here, and I did, from 8 to whenever they closed up, counting about 19,000 ballots, I understand. But the bottom line is, I asked a number of questions of why. Why are we doing this? We count. And you know, when you get an answer like I got today, which was?
I'm not speaking.
No, he's not speaking. With no answer at all.
No.
So, I mean, he gave me some words, but they didn't mean a damn thing. So, I would ask the board, why? You must have decided this. Why count absentee ballots when there's no apparent reason for it? There must be some bottom line reason. So I think we have a right to know that.
Thank you. Next person to speak is Alex Birch.
Hello. I had just one question for the board, and it's on provisional ballots. If a voter from another county voted a provisional ballot in DeKalb County and they are properly registered to vote in the state of Georgia, will their vote be counted for the general election? That is all.
Thank you very much. Mr. J. Max Davis.
Yes, J. Max Davis, 3356 Breeden Court, Brookhaven, Georgia. Just wanted to tell you I appreciate your service, and I'm just here to observe the certification.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. If y'all keep hearing my phone go off, I apologize. I'm waiting on the phone call from the courts. Very important phone call, so I don't hear very well, so I have to turn my phone up loud. So I apologize for the noise or interference that may be causing anybody. Next person to speak, is that Spencer? Is it Pryor?
Pryor, yes. Pryor. I'm just here to observe the certification process. Good afternoon, thank you.
Thank you very much. The next person, John.
I'm just really here to make a compliment. I spent the day with Mrs. Perry in doing the absentee ballot selection. I was a Democratic Party observer. And I just want to say the staff here is incredibly professional. They handled like a mammoth stacks of provisional ballots. So I left at 7 o'clock, the stacks from everybody's desk was about a foot tall. And they handled it just superbly. And that's what I wanted to say. I am very impressed. I will do that job again if asked.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. At the one time we don't have a single staff member here. I'm sorry. Mary Francis is the sixth member of a five-member board. She's one of us. And the final person to speak tonight is Liz Throop.
Hey, it's Liz Truth. I live at 612 Pickens Road. I was a poll watcher in DeKalb County during early voting and was asked to leave the formal polling place because I was not on approved list. And I'm hoping that today or soon you will speak to how a person becomes a poll watcher on an approved list. Is it only with certain organizations, or can any organization have poll watchers if they contact you through the correct channel? Thank you.
Thank you very much. That completes the she may have gotten this. That's last year, last three. Next item on the agenda is challenges. Appear not to have any. Item number four is to certify the general and special election that was held on November 6, 2018. We have the certification papers, and what I would like to do is to get a motion, and we can start passing these around for signatures if that's okay with the other board members.
Yes, it does, and I'll go ahead and move that we certify the general election this past November 6th.
Motion second that the general and special election held on November 6th be certified. Is there any other discussion? Is there any other discussion? All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And the motion is carried unanimously. Election evaluation. Director is not here. and I'm just going to make one comment. This was a strange, strange election. I've been on this board for a long, long time, and I have never seen anything like it. So, but it appears that we can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and we made it through. I want to commend staff for all the hard work that they did. I left the election office Wednesday morning at 6 o'clock. And I was the last one to leave. Some of the staff members were still here. And they've been working 12, 14, 16 hours a day trying to make sure that every vote, every other voter that voted in DeKalb County, that their vote was counted. And I want to thank the staff for, many of them gone beyond the call. Dude, I saw one lady, and I told her on Sunday, they worked on Sunday, and on Monday, I won't call her name, but she has red hair. I told her, your eyes look just the same color as your hair. It's time for you to go home to get some sleep, because these folks went beyond the call of duty to make sure that this election was done professionally, and it was done according to the law. So I just want to thank them for all their hard work. And the director has just stepped back in, and she's trying to take my papers, and we were just discussing election evaluation. I just made a comment on the hard work that the staff had done. If there's anything you would like to add, feel free to do so at this time.
I just want to say the sentiments I'm going to give to the staff, the same thing. The staff worked over and beyond. Most of them have worked since September 17th, 7 days straight for that time until this election. And so the work is getting done, and I just want to thank them publicly. And when I get a chance for what they've done and what they, some of the things they've endured during this election. So I just want to thank the board for being supportive of us and thank the staff for what they've done.
Thank you very much. Any other questions, comment from the board?
I would just echo what y'all were saying. The staff did an excellent through this time. I think it's been a trying election, and I think they did an exemplary job. So, here and at the polls for the most part, from what I know, from what I saw at the polls.
The other thing I wanted to say is that to the board, I really appreciate y'all coming by, checking on staff, doing whatever we could to assist them. I came by here one day to kind of supervise, and I ended up going to work. And I don't think they had anybody standing around here that was healthy. Yeah, they put everybody to work. I know Ms. Perry was doing some things. Vice Chair came over here and did some things, so I appreciate the board for assisting when they didn't have to do it. So I appreciate them pitching in to help get us through this process. Ms. Perry, you have anything?
Except we kept giving up instructions from someone else. And I got into trouble when I locked the door at 4:30. That was the hour I was here, it was at 4:30. And Voter Protection had sent out letters to the poll watchers and told them to pick up their badges at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock, no one was here, and I was not authorized to give them a half an hour overtime. And that was the only issue I had. So somewhere along the line, it didn't work out very well.
Thank you, Ms. Perry. Next item on the agenda is unfinished business. Anything to come before the board on unfinished business?
No, sir, I'm sorry.
New business. Advanced voting sites and time for runoff election.
Mr. Chairman, being that in past precedents, we've only had this office open for a runoff, especially since it's going to be the week following Thanksgiving. The hours are usually 8 to 5, and I will recommend that they do the same for this runoff, that we have just his one location, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday following the Thanksgiving holiday. Granted that we get our database in time in order to do that, to properly execute that before the Thanksgiving holiday.
Any comments from the board? Are you okay with the location, the one location, and hours?
So this will be for the December 4th.
December 4th, right now, just between.
Historically, I think we're following this thing.
Just the one location.
Correct. No Saturdays, no Sundays. The Monday through Friday after Thanksgiving. Granted, like I said, hopefully we'll get our database in time to meet state regulations and law to have our equipment tested in time for the round.
And so it'll be the week starting the week after Thanksgiving.
The week after Thanksgiving, that Monday through Friday.
Through the Friday before the actual.
Any other discussion? Any other questions? Then I'll entertain a motion that Mr. Parker, if you want to put that on the floor as a motion, I'll accept it as a motion. Then the motion is will be to have the voting.
Oh yes, so yes. I will put forth the motion to follow the recommendations of the elections department on this.
Okay. There's a motion and a second that we use historical data to have early voting for the primary, for the runoff, scheduled for December the 4th. Location will be at the main office here, and now it will be from 8 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. You heard the motion. Is there any other discussion? All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and the motion is carried. Item number 8, comments from the board. Are there any other comments?
Well, maybe now that we've decided on the sole location for the meeting, I suppose I should go on public record as saying that I know there were a couple of concerns earlier from the public about the whole process of elections, and I think the key issues that I want to raise with the public would be that this nation is founded on systems of checks and balances, and I'm going to put another spin to it and say that there's a process that takes place over time, and that process has proven to work for the last 240 years or so. And despite the social media disruptions, it hopefully will continue to work with your involvement. But I trust that this department probably is above many other counties in how we do the work. And so I certainly echo my fellow board members' comments about the dedication that Erica and Mary Frances Weeks and the rest of the team put into it. So that's my two cents. Thank you.
Good. Ms. Perry, any comments?
I don't have the only comment I have is about the miles.
Okay.
Speed up.
Okay, if there's nothing else to come before this board, this meeting is adjourned.
All right, how are you?
Roll call.